To get a job, the students should be long enough on family connections, long enough on ability, or long enough on personality, or a combination of these. Something called acceptability is made up of the sum of its parts. If a man has any of these things, he could get a job. If he has two of them, he can have a choice of jobs. If he has three, he could go anywhere. Bickle's hair was not fair. His eyes were not blue. He spoke with an accent, and his family connections consisted, principally, of being the son of Solomon and Yetta Bickle of Bucharest, Romania, by way, most recently, of Brooklyn. Flom's credentials were no better. He says he felt uncomfortable when he went for his interviews downtown, and of course he did. He was short and ungainly and Jewish, and talked with the flat, nasal tones of his native Brooklyn, and you can imagine how he would have been perceived by some silver-haired patrician in the library. If you were not of the right background and religion and social class, and you came out of law school in that era, you joined some smaller, second-rate upstart law firm on a rung below the big names downtown, or you simply went into business for yourself and took whatever came in the door, that is, whatever legal work the big downtown law firms did not want for themselves. That seems horribly unfair, and it was. But as is so often the case with outliers, buried in that setback, was a golden opportunity. The old line Wall Street law firms had a very specific idea about what it was that they did. They were corporate lawyers. They represented the country's largest and most prestigious companies, and represented meant that they handled the taxes and the legal work behind the issuing of stocks and bonds and made sure their clients did not run afoul of federal regulators. They did not do litigation. That is, they rarely had a division dedicated to defending and filing lawsuits. As Paul Cravath, one of the founders of Cravath, Swain & Moore, one of the very whitest of the white shoe firms, once put it, the lawyer's job was to settle disputes in the conference room, not the courtroom.